Country Pop FM.
Almanac time. Welcome. Solo Almanac. It can be just as fun with one as with two, or sometimes even have a third person in. So we're going to do our best here. Turn this into award-winning radio material. Tuesday, March 13th, 72nd, a day of the year. And again, listen to every word, even breath, even maybe some kind of a guttural noise. You don't know what you're going to hear on the almanac, and that could be the source and the answer for our almanac trivia question. And again, the prize up for grabs is the pair of tickets to see Steve Earle at the Pantages Theater. Not just Steve Earle, but his band, The Dukes, celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Copperhead Road CD and music extravaganza. And it's going to be at 7:30 on Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, Wednesday, March 21st. Listen for your chance to win right here. We'll do the question at the end of the almanac today, Tuesday, March 13th, 72nd day of the year. We have 293 left. This was the date to discover planets, apparently. I know we just had the news about a number of other planets being discovered by scientists out in other solar systems and out in the universe. Well, Sir William Herschel discovered one a little closer to us, Uranus. Uranus, don't call me Uranus. 1781, Sir William Herschel found it, noted it, named it, I guess. Way to go, Sir William Herschel. At least it's not Planet Herschel. Never would have lived that down with the Herschel Walker trade. 1868, President Andrew Johnson's impeachment trial began in the U.S. Of course, he's accused of doing all kinds of malfeasance and bad things, including tearing out the tags and mattresses of the White House. Big problem. He did and was later acquitted. 1868. 1884, Standard Time adopted. We are now on Daylight Savings Time, as you know, and it's darker here later in the morning, but we'll soon catch up. It doesn't take long. But Standard Time adopted throughout the U.S., 1884. 1901, he was a rich industrialist. He was one of the men who made and built America, Andrew Carnegie. He announced that he was retiring from business. And certainly, more than certainly, much to the chagrin of his heirs. I think he had one child, but I'm sure he had other heirs. He announced that he would spend the rest of his days giving away his fortune. No, Dad, no! How can you do that? I'm sure he left a nice little stipend for his daughter and other heirs, but his net worth was at $300 million in 1901. That's a good chunk of change even today. 1915, Dodgers manager Wilbert Robinson. He was the manager of the then Brooklyn Dodgers. They were trying to do some kind of a stunt. I don't know who came up with this idea, but he tried to catch a baseball dropped from an airplane. And it wasn't like 30,000 feet. It was 500-600 feet up in the air. He's going to catch a baseball. That would have hurt, I think, coming down from that with picking up that speed, that velocity. The pilot instead substituted a grapefruit instead of a baseball. And as you might expect, there was grapefruit all over the place. 1915. 1930, another planet. But it's not a planet anymore. Astronomer Clyde Tombaugh discovered the rocky sun-orbiting object formerly known as the planet Pluto, I guess would be the way you could put it. But the family of Clyde Tombaugh, they used to have that as their claim to fame, that he founded Pluto and discovered it. 1934, John Dillinger and his gang robbed the first National Bank in Iowa. Now, this was the 30s. He opened up the vault and he found a chicken, some ears of corn. There wasn't a whole lot in Iowa. First National Bank, 1934. John Dillinger, of course, who had the connections to St. Paul and Twin Cities. 1965, this was somewhat historic. Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds. That was quite the group because Eric Clapton left and then Jeff Beck comes. I mean, that was pretty good. It's not like they replaced him with a hack. 1965, the Yardbirds. 1982, this TV show debuted.
T.J. Hooker is the name. But you don't have to lose any sleep wondering what the T.J. stands for. As far as you're concerned, my first name is Sergeant.
I'm T.J. Hooker. I'm going to arrest you. You know, the one thing about William Shatner being T.J. Hooker, by the time he got his lines out, the perp was already three blocks away. He can't, I'm going. Anyway, T.J. Hooker debuted on this day, and of course, it introduced us to Adrian Zemed. No, I meant to say Heather Locklear. TV drama T.J. Hooker, ABC, 1982 on this date. And, you know, I had been subscribing to this newspaper for years, but it went defunct on this date. The Soviet communist newspaper Pravda, you know, they had glasnost going on, the new openness, and the Soviets were crumbling. So no more propaganda for Pravda. They had a lack of funds. 1992, it had been founded in 1912, I'm going a long time. 2002 this date, this was TV history. Forget about T.J. Hooker.
He's wearing red and weighing in at 168 pounds. From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, actor, DJ, talk show host, and all-round bad boy, he's Danny Boom Boom Sammarducci.
Celebrity boxing this date, and listen to these matches, and really no upsets. These are the people I would have picked to win these matches. Tanya Harding defeated Paula Jones. Danny Bonaducci, you heard right there, defeated Barry Williams. It was Danny Partridge versus Greg Brady. How could people do this with a straight face when they did this show? And then Todd Bridges, what you talking about, Willis, defeated Vanilla Ice on this day, 2002. You know, we need to have a class for people. I do appreciate them taking their VHS tapes and putting them up on YouTube, but we need to teach them how to use a Y so you get both the left and right channel in there on the mono part of YouTube. It's still stereo here, but they need to get both channels in there. Even if you only have one channel on your VCR, at least get them over to both channels on YouTube. We will have a tutorial at some point in time. 2006, former TV game show host Peter Tamarkin, he was the one who hosted the Press Your Luck, No Whammy, No Whammy, No Whammy. He and his wife Abigail killed on this date in a small plane crash in the Pacific Ocean. He was only 63 years old. And this date, 2013.
7.06 p.m. Rome time. White smoke. And as that smoke rose and billowed into the night air, St. Peter's Square erupted.
The white smoke came out of the chimney at the Sistine Chapel, meaning that they had selected a new leader of the Roman Catholic Church, Argentine Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio, introduced. He, of course, took the much easier to pronounce name, Pope Francis. Now, as a Lutheran, I wanted to know how Lutherans chose the leader of the church. It had something to do with hot dish and a crock pot. When the crock pot comes out of the kitchen, and if there's tater tot hot dish in there, then we have selected a new leader of the Lutheran church. A little more pomp and circumstance there for the Catholics. 2013, Sistine Chapel. Birthdays.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to fall.
It really doesn't get much better than Neil Sedaka. A guy who had great early success with Breaking Up Is Hard to Do and Living Next Door to an Angel. Happy birthday, Sweet 16. And then the 70s, he resurged with the help of Elton John. Neil Sedaka, happy birthday, Laughter in the Rain. Now that's some good 70s soft rock. He is 79 today. Also celebrating on this date, she was part of SNL in the early 80s.
Yours me, it's me and my husband, Mr. T. Used to be drinking Mr. and Mrs. T Bloody Mary mix. I pity the fool that doesn't drink it. I pity the fool. Isn't that right, Mr. T?
I pity the fool.
Robin Duke is 74 today. Mr. and Mrs. T. She and Joe Piscopo also had a funny, funny bit where they were Doug and Wendy Weiner. Perfect stuff, good stuff, so much better then than it is now on SNL. Let's be honest. If they didn't have President Trump to beat up on, would they even have a show? I don't think so. Robin Duke is 74. Emmy Award-winning actor William H. Macy. Ask him if you can get a deal on that True Coat.
You going to the Gophers on Sunday?
Oh, you betcha.
You wouldn't have an extra ticket.
You kidding?
Not if they don't make the NCAA tournament. You're not going to the Gophers there. Parking lot and car lot manager. What was the name of his? Tollefson, Olofson? What was the name of the dealership? He was Lundgaard. He was Jerry Lundgaard. And he was trying to get him a deal on the True Coat. We're talking William H. Macy. We're talking Fargo. He was in Boogie Nights. He's also really good in Wild Hogs. He is 68. I also can't wait for the Fargo TV show again. They've got another season coming up on FX. In the world of one-word names, you've got your Madonna, you've got your Cher, and you've got...
Gucci, Gucci. Gucci, Gucci.
Charo. Heck, everybody was doing disco. Why not Charo? Charo is 68 today. Dana Delaney from China Beach. And then later on her career, she was one of the Desperate Housewives on Mysteria Lane. Was it Hysteria? Mysteria? Dysteria? Could have been Dysteria Lane. They were all sick. I can't remember. Dana Delaney is 62. He was kind of the Nick Foles before Nick Foles. A quarterback, just kind of managing the game. Not a great quarterback. Not going down as... Yeah, Hall of Famer, but Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. He is now 46. Happy birthday. He does a lot of commentary on the ESPN. Rapper Common. He's our rapper of the day. He goes by the name of Common. He's a common man. He drives a common van. I don't know if his dog has got a pedigree or not, but he's a rich man. He probably does. I'm sure he doesn't have a mutt for a dog, a mix. Common is 46, but, you know, he's a serious actor. He's very good in Glory. Which was the song. That was the song from the movie Selma, which he acted in. And he's been in a number of other movies as well. He is 46 today. One of the That 70s Show kids.
The government has a car that runs on water, man. I said no, because then we'd buy all the water. Then there'd be nothing left to drink but beer. And the government knows that beer set us free.
Beer will set us free. No truer words have ever been spoken, really. Danny Masterson, who was Hyde, Stephen Hyde, on That 70s Show. He's unbelievably 42. He won multiple Cy Youngs with the Minnesota Twins. Johan Santana. We picked him up for, what was it, $500 off of Rule 5 or whatever it was? The Rule 5 draft turned out to be, I think, the best pitcher the Twins have ever had. Statistically and awards-wise, no Twin had ever won more than one Cy Young award. You had your Jim Perry, and you had your Frank Viola, but Johan Santana won multiple. We had to trade him. We weren't going to be able to afford him. We had to trade him to the Mets. And then he ran into the injury problems and never really could survive. He is 39 today for Johan Santana. Actor Noel Fisher. Noel Fisher is 34 today from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the Twilight Saga. 34, and he was one of, I don't know, was he Harry Potter's friend or enemy? They never got along.
Who'd want to be friends with you?
Oh, that's Dudley giving Harry a hard time. Dudley was a little bit portly, and of course, you don't give Harry a hard time. You got to be Harry's friend because, of course, he's a wizard, as you know. Gone but not forgotten today, the man who discovered oxygen. I've got to be honest, it's one of the most plentiful elements on the earth and in the earth and in the air, oxygen. I think if he wouldn't have found it, I think somebody else would have discovered it eventually. They were probably on the right trail, but this guy beat everybody else to it. A guy by the name of Joseph Priestley, the chemist, he gave us oxygen. No, the good Lord gave us oxygen. He just discovered it. 1733. Here's a run of first ladies. We love our first ladies. Millard Fillmore, much underrated president, Millard Fillmore. His wife, Abigail. Gone but not forgotten on the state, 1798. Some music. Let's all get together and swing and sway with Sammy Kaye. Sammy Kaye, the band leader, Hall of Fame. Big band and jazz Hall of Famer, born on this date 1910. L. Ron Hubbard, very controversial Church of Scientology. L. Ron Hubbard, Dianetics. L. Ron Hubbard, 1911. The guitarist Lightnin' Slim. Lightnin' Slim Born in the state, 1913. Former CIA Director William J. Casey. He was big in the news during the Iran-Contra affair and scandal of the 80s. William J. Casey is... I was going to suggest him because Pompeo went from the CIA to Secretary of State. Going, well, what about William J. Casey? Can't he just take over the CIA again? But I didn't realize he was on the Gone But Not Forgotten list today. 1913. Peter Brecht. Do you remember Big Valley? You have to. He was one of Barbara Stanwyck's sons. I was always partial to Lee Majors, though. Peter Brecht, Doc Holliday on the Maverick TV shows, too. He's born on the state, 1929. This guy could dance.
Then now the time is right for me to make my move.
With who?
The cake.
He's making a move with the cake. He's Frederick Stubbs. We knew him best as Rerun on What's Happening. Fred Berry, who played Rerun, his dancing, I've tried to duplicate it, tried to replicate it. You just can't do it. You can't. Fred Berry, one of a kind from What's Happening. He would have been 67 today, born on this date, 1951, and an actress by the name of Glenn Headley.
Fellas, last year I made $3 million, but your $50,000 was the most fun. Are you ready?
Then let's go get him.
She was the real Dirty Rotten Scoundrel in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with Michael Caine and Steve Martin. I love that movie when it first came out because of that twist at the end that she was the one they were trying to scam, and she ended up scamming them. It's great. And she passed away far, far too young. Glenn Headley. That's Headley. Glenn Headley. 1955, gone but not forgotten. That is Almanac today, Tuesday, March 13th. Let's do today's trivia. Two tickets to Steve Earle, 30th anniversary of Copperhead Road, next Wednesday, 7:30, Pantages Theater. Charo was celebrating today. She was on Love Boat like every other episode, as you know. She was really in need of work. Then she did a disco song and didn't need to be on Love Boat that much because it sold thousands. But Charo, 68 today. What was the name of the song that I played? It was a disco song. She's got a kind of a catchphrase. It's something, something. That was the name of the song. Tell me what that is, and you'll win the tickets to Steve Earle. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Charo, she sang a disco song. What was the name of that thing? You heard the words to it. I hope you could understand it. 763-450-0100. First caller with correct answer is a winner on Bob.
I sure do hope this is a long night.